Hey, America. It's Gilfie Association Football. How are you? Good, I'm well, thank you.
Engaging conversation.
Yeah, I thought that it'd be okay
what
to
talk. What a sociable host.
I thought I was being nice and courteous.
Shut your mouth.
All right, done and done.
He's sociable, except for the part where he's sociable. Or something.
So, football.
I'm not speaking. I was instructed to not open my mouth.
So we're going to start with the preview.
Well, we're going to do the...
Yeah, basically, that's what this is.
This is basically a very light preview for the match tomorrow because we are all strapped for time.
Yes. Well, and by we all, you mean me.
Yeah.
It's my... Well, yeah, sorry.
I could have done the hour tonight or hour and a half.
Or two and a half hours. Or
well, basically, Ben hours. Wants a short podcast. You're getting a short podcast.
Oh, then... See, now I feel like a douche.
Well, now we're wasting time, so good. Let's get down to it.
Let's get down and dirty.
USA, Italy, no Donovan.
No.
Because he has a sore tummy or something.
Yeah, something about his throat being sore.
Something about his mouth. Something about his vagina hurting.
He has bronchitis and the flu, apparently.
Wow.
I've had bronchitis. I could play.
With the flu?
Yeah, with the flu, though?
I don't know.
Is he just making this crap up now? Like,
no,
is this like
I
a joke for like him and Dempsey to like not play together. It's probably some gag. That
I like it.
Why?
This is an inside job to get Klinsmann fired.
It amuses me greatly. I like it
because without both of them on the field, we're not as good as we could be
at all.
And that's their way of trying to get Klinsmann fired.
Although, I'll
and
give you
for
this.
That, McCauley is for it.
It's fun.
Although I'll give you this: if Donovan was playing and we lost all those other players, I still wouldn't be sweating it really. Unless it was Altidore. Then I'd be sweating it. But past that, we have some decent depth.
Well, regardless of Donovan being there or not, we're going to lose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not really a question. This is going to be fun for Italy, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And we're getting money.
But there's no Mario, so I'm disappointed.
Oh.
Greatly.
So, 11s?
Well, how about roster, first of all?
I roster. Let's do it.
Well,
are we at 18 now?
I don't know where we're at. I'll let you know. We have three goalkeepers in camp, Brad Guzan, Tim Howard, and Nick Raimondo. I think we all assume that Tim Howard will be playing 90 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all concur. Defenders, we have Bocanegra, Cameron, Chirondolo, Goodson, Parkhurst, and Spector. So six in camp. Chandler had to pull out with an injured hamstring. So, got nine guys in camp there. Bradley, Dempsey, Edu, Johnson, Kleschen, Shea, and Williams. Donovan, Jones, and Torres pulled out. Kleschen and Shea replaced.
I get Kleschen, but not Shea.
Yeah. The fact that Kleschen didn't get called in the first time just makes me... angry.
Klinsmann said, fine, I'll
bring in Sasha. You weren't here... Or around internet for when he was actually asked directly about it. And he actually gave a pretty good answer. He goes, no, I know exactly where he fits in my system. I just don't want him there.
And that makes me angry.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's stupid. It's fucking stupid.
He's like number six, number eight. We have really good depth at both those positions.
Yes, fucking stupid. He's top of the depth chart at the attacking mid position.
I'd say after Torres.
I'd say
right
ahead
now.
Of Torres. Torres has been injured and playing.
Okay,
he's been injured and playing below average ball in Mexico with an average team.
If he
Kleschen's playing at the top of his game in the Europa League, a table topping club.
Okay,
are they still in Europa League?
Yes, they are. I believe.
I think they're done. I think Otmar just
lost to
AZ
pretty bad.
Wasn't okay. The second leg on
well,
Thursday?
They just got knocked out of Europa League.
Okay, but all I'm saying is that we have not seen Sacha in this system yet under Jurgen, whereas Torres plays quite well in the position, you got to admit.
I still don't like the system, but regardless.
That's a whole new discussion for an hour and a half, possibly five-hour podcast.
You can't even have a discussion with this guy.
No.
No, I'm open to discussion, just I want to hear...
I'm open to discussion, you're just wrong.
Yeah, you're just incorrect.
You're just stupid!
I'm open to discussing how wrong you are about this topic.
It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Forwards?
Forwards, Josie Altidore, Terrence Boyd,
woo!
And Edson Buttle.
Yeah.
You mean Boudlet?
Which, I'm curious as to why a player with zero professional minutes gets a call-up before a question, but...
The two...
it makes sense
the two pieces of evidence that were offered were, one, if you're the number three striker for the Bundesliga champions and a Champions League club, you're up there anyway. Secondly, which this is what he said, and then I'll tell you what he really meant. He said that, you know, he's got a great work rate, and he wants to make sure that guys like Josie and Buttle never get complacent, and he's going to work hard for it, a.k.a. we have no depth, and they are guaranteed a place in the team.
Bring in Hercules Gomez.
Wow, mind-blowing idea. He scored on a header.
A proven professional.
This weekend.
It's just funny looking at this roster and seeing three of the guys were born in Germany.
Yeah, that's true. Was that Boyd, Johnson, and Williams?
Williams.
Yeah. And if Jones had stayed on.
And Five of Chandler stayed on.
That's true.
Five.
Oh, boy. Holy crap. I like how, you know.
Yanks.
A couple of years ago, we, like, dreamt of this day on Big Soccer, and then now that it's finally here, it's just like...
Ish hits the fan.
Yeah, ish hits the fan. Right.
So, we're going to go with lineups or predictions first?
Let's go lineups.
Okay. Back five, Howard and goal. I thought you were going with a
five-man defense.
Oh, no way.
We're going to bunker.
5-4-1. This is our testament match to Bradley. We invite him out and sit on like a king's throne.
We already did that, didn't we? That was the last match at Camp Cupcake. Was that thing. But the five people responsible for keeping the ball out of the net going to be Tim Howard and then Tarundolo on the right with a fairly unsurprising Goodson and Bocanegra in the middle. And Fabian Johnson is going to get a shot on the left. If you've been following Twitter or have had access to internet in the past, you know, 12 hours or so.
Brian, unlike this guy.
Exactly. I believe it was Brian Schreda was at practice, and one of the groups of defenders was that back four, so I'm assuming that that's what we are probably going to see. Is Fabian Johnson finally getting a crack at left back, seeing if he's
worth his salt? Well, then my roster is just whatever you say.
That's what I have written down here, with Bocanegra as captain. So.
Okay.
Also, props to Ben for stalling enough to get the roster pulled up.
I felt it was a good stall.
Unnecessary words, long anecdotes that were somewhat relevant. Good work. I like it.
No, thank you. I
guess that's a compliment.
So what did I do? Call your ass out on
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I don't appreciate it, but I thought it was at least polite call out.
You're welcome.
Two holding midfielders. I think we see Bradley and Williams finally getting a shot at that. And then, as you know, that all depends on a couple of different things. Because odds are we're going to see Williams out on the right side. I would like to see him in that holding midfield role, but what we're actually probably going to see is Bradley and Edu holding for
Altidore. I thought you just said Williams was playing on the left.
What?
I thought you just said Williams is playing on the left.
No, two holding midfielders. I would like to see that be Williams and Bradley.
Okay.
But Williams is going to end up playing on the right-hand side. We're going to probably see Shea on the left with Altidore up top and then with Dempsey in that attacking midfield role. I think that's a pretty fair lineup. What do you guys got?
Well, Rob, what do you got?
Timmy and
Ryan stalls.
I erased one of my lines.
Timmy and Net, Dolo and right back. In the middle, I think we'll see Boca with Mr. Goodson, left back.
How formal of you.
Let's go with Jonathan Spector. Because we don't have a left back in here. So we're going to pick someone out of position.
Let's put a center mid there. Nice.
I mean, Johnson's as close to not out of position Spector? As we get.
Oh, yeah, he is playing center mid for Birmingham. Well, no, he's playing more right mid, I think.
Off and on.
Anywho.
Yeah.
As Ben rushes
us. Now that you put it that way.
All right. That's fair. It's fair. It's a good call.
Well, they're not going to put Boca there, and there's no one else to put it left back.
Fabian Johnson?
You mean the dude who started at the under-21 Euros for Germany left back?
But I thought we agreed that's not his position.
We also agreed that Chandler's in left back. He's been playing there a shit ton.
Yeah, I'll put Johnson there, I guess. We're going 4-3-3, assuming.
Do what you want.
It's
your team, bro.
I'm putting Junior in there, definitely.
Yeah.
Junior.
Woo!
He won't get the start, but I'd put Sasha in there, especially since Torres is out. And then probably Danny Williams. And then we'll see a top three with Breck on the left, Deuce on the right, and then Young Josie up top.
Josie with a nice pair of goals this weekend.
Indeed. I have the same back four, back five, I guess. Power, Johnson, Bocanegra, Goodson, Trundolo. I'm going to say fuck the system and go to the diamond midfield because I can. Williams holding with Clustin and Bradley in the middle. Dempsey at the point with Altidore and Buddle up top. I think Buddle's proven he's a starter with this team, given this roster and our lack of depth. I like what Buddle can do, and that's score goals, which is things we can't do very well.
Got it.
How do you feel about Buddle going back to the Galaxy? Do you see that as kind of a backwards move?
Not really. I mean, I think...
Because that was the first thing that I kind of thought, you know, it was like he went to Europe, and when you come back this quickly, it kind of seems like you could say it was a failure.
Well, he went to get paid, and he did just that.
Well, he did just that, and then he didn't because Ingolstadt, like, can't afford him.
That's fair.
So I'm not getting the impression that, well, because of how quickly they just went under, he had the most positive of experiences just, you know, off the field abroad.
Yes. But money-wise... He went there for money.
It's very weird for a German team to be financially unstable.
Yeah. That's
very true.
So, predictions?
It's not pretty.
It's really not. The outlook is bleak.
2-0 Italy.
2-1 Italy, only because I feel like we'll get a goal off a corner or something.
Some scrappy Bob Bradley goal.
Some scrappy under
some corner where the ball pinballs around the box and then somebody puts a good foot on it. And
DeRossi trying to stomp on somebody's leg accidentally kicks the ball into his own net. Something like
that. Is he in the roster?
I've read stories about him earlier this week. So I don't know.
He read about him in a leather-bound book.
I have many of those. Mm. Is he?
He is, yeah. I'm going to go with... It's going to be 2-0.
I'll say just to screw us over, Rossi gets both of them, too.
Because
that's
injured.
Just the kind of shit to happen.
Rossi's hurt, too. You remember he tore his ACL a while back?
Not for a while.
Yeah.
I thought you just said he was in it.
De Rossi.
De Rossi.
The elbowing twat. Yes. Not traitor bitch. Elbowing twat, traitor bitch.
But Rossi is in.
No, he's hurt.
Okay, so... Okay.
No Rossi, yes,
okay.
De Rossi.
De Rossi, no Rossi.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go goals from... Montolivo and a free kick from Pirlo.
Is Gilardino in there?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't care who the goals for Italy come from. Some Guido.
Del Piero?
I think he's retired.
Yeah, I thought he was out of the international game.
Did he?
Pirlo wouldn't surprise me if he beat us in a free kick. I wouldn't even be that mad.
I want to see one.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd just be
if
like,
we're going to lose, we might as well lose on goals that are just impossible for anyone to stop.
Yes.
Then, for the U.S., I got one goal to allocate. I'll give that one to Dempsey. He's on fire.
I don't think we're going to score.
I'm being honest.
Dude, it's the friggin' Italians.
It's the Italian defense and our offense. We're not going to score.
It's the Italian defense in Italy.
Del Piero retired after the Europa in 08.
Oh, really? That long?
No, he was like 33.
I could have sworn standard. He played at the World Cup.
He's 37 right now, so yeah.
All right, what else? Do we have anything else to touch on?
And we can do a quick Yank of the Week while we're at it.
Yeah, sure. All four Yank of the Week.
Josie. Two goals.
I'm going to go with Sarah Hagen making her professional debut and scoring two goals for Bayern Munich in the Fraulein Bundesliga.
What connection does she have to you?
She's American.
Okay.
Also, Alex Morgan signed with the Lady Sounders, officially.
Good for her. Alex Morgan, or is it Hope Solo?
Solo and...
Morgan did.
Solo and Ruhr had already signed.
Solo and Morgan are going to be on the same club team. Sounders are just going for the sex appeal now.
Yeah, playing all three games with them.
Do you think they're going to come
out?
At
least just three games.
Basically.
Do you think they're going to come out with a lingerie calendar with their players?
Absolutely not.
I don't think they will.
But you think they?
I would not be opposed.
I don't think they will.
So or maybe they should do some body paint stuff.
That's your comment right there.
I could be drawn to look at it for money.
So is that about all we got? Then I guess we'll see them Monday.
That's all we got.
Yeah. Post-match?
Little Monday wrap. But we may have a guest host as well with us.
Who's that?
Someone interested in guesting with us.
Cool. Alex. Yeah, that'll be a good time.
Alex Morgan?
I wish.
Yeah, I wish. Oh, no. Actually, I don't. That would get really weird probably pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Actually.
Little.
We would all leave here with sexual harassment suits.
I mean, you probably would. But
yeah.
Because we're grown adults.
Now, can we just agree to not completely blame the loss on Jurgen on Monday? But we're saying...
I do. Because I'm saying that whoever was managing us going into
this
game...
Yeah, it didn't matter. We were going to lose.
Personnel-wise, we're just not going to match up. And playing in Italy
was
just the ultimate nail in the coffin.
So I'm going to vow to not blame the entire damn thing on Jurgen.
I think Junior's going to have a really cool experience playing against the national team of the league he plays in.
That'll probably be all right.
It'll be your time.
All right.
But yeah, I'm not going to sign off on that.
Well, I guess you all know what to expect next Monday.
Yep.
Whole lot of Jurgen hating and some scared faces on Rob and I's part when Ryan goes crazy.
I'm going to embrace the hate.
Stay classy, planet Earth.
See you next time.
Bye.
I'm sorry.